Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Thursday, January 14. I wonder if these days you find yourself sometimes wanting to turn off the noise, the confusion, the conflicting reports, and simply enjoy some peace and quiet? Well, I urge you to do that. Did you know that Jesus, on more than one occasion, had to get away from all the fray to regain his proper perspective and make sure his heart was aligned fully with the heart of God, his Father? May I point you to one of those times? Matthew 14, verse 1 to 12 is a very, very sad story about the arrest and execution of John the Baptist. John had courageously spoken the truth to and about King Herod, who, even as king, was having an affair with the wife of his brother. It was wrong and a terrible leadership example, and courageous John spoke truth. It landed him in jail. One evening, as King Herod was having a large party with many guests whom he wanted to impress, things got a little out of control. That happens in our world sometimes, doesn't it? Things get out of control, even with high-ranking officials and leaders. That night, the result was that John the Baptist was actually beheaded at the order of King Herod. And John's head was then brought into the party on a platter. Can you believe that? When word reached Jesus, he was so distressed, so frustrated, so heartbroken, that he desperately needed to get away to a quiet place all alone. Matthew writes it like this: when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Matthew 14:13. Can you see it? With tears, Jesus borrowed someone's little fishing boat, maybe a rowboat, and went out into Lake Galilee, away from everyone, for some solitary time with God. It's important we recognize how the deluge of bad news can affect our emotions, our thinking, and even our spiritual vitality. Be careful, friends. The dark kingdom will stop at nothing to draw you away from God, into the darkness of discouragement and despair. Do you often wish you knew the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, on so many important issues swirling all around us? Once again, it's important that we carefully filter all the information coming at us so we protect our hearts and minds from deceit and lies and doubt. Finally, are you struggling to figure out how to explain the times in which we're living to the younger generations around you, especially in your own family? These are all reasons that I prayerfully prepare Walking with Jesus every day. So let's find a quiet place right now and meet with Jesus to gain his perspective for this day. Are you ready? I believe God's Word gives us God's perspective, and there we find hope. So join me today in both Haggai chapter 2 and Ezra chapter 5, for they are two perspectives of a specific important moment in history, which is similar to our times today. Motivated and encouraged by the words of Mr. Haggai that God was calling the people to get back to work, reprioritizing the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, even though opposed by non-Jewish people who had no regard or respect for the God of Israel, the work was re-begun. May I suggest this is God's call to his people all around the world in our day? As this new year of 2021 begins, embroiled in American political chaos and a global COVID pandemic with new variants, God's people are, in some ways, the only real hope for our world right now. If God's people will begin each new day with time reading God's Word and praying and listening to what the Holy Spirit of God says to us in these crazy days, and if we will then make every effort to be God-honoring people of honesty and moral integrity and moral courage, saying and doing only that which honors God at all times, we will bring great calm and hope to our disoriented world. Now please ponder that, my friends. In Haggai 2 and Ezra 5, the time in history was 520 BC, and the place was the partially rebuilt city of Jerusalem. All around them was still some rubble of the remains of the total destruction of that great city 66 years before by King Nebuchadnezzar. Many non-Jews had moved in during those 60 years from surrounding nations, and they claimed a piece of property, built a house, planted a field, or started a business. Then in 538 BC, 50,000 Jewish exiles came back from their captivity in Babylon to reclaim their property, rebuild their city of Jerusalem, and rebuild their broken-down temple. But of course, opposition arose, and the construction of the temple was forcibly stopped, with only the foundation laid. Nearly 20 years passed with nothing accomplished, and finally, Haggai responded to God's call to speak a great challenge, a fresh word from God to the people, and he did. And the people were stirred to action and began rebuilding the temple. Yesterday, we saw God sent more messages through Haggai to keep the people encouraged, and good progress on the temple reconstruction was being made. But opposition did not stop. Ezra 5 tells us some of those opposition leaders wrote a formal letter of complaint, an accusation of insurrection, and sent the letter to the emperor. He received that letter and issued a formal search of the historical archives to see if, in fact, any executive order had ever been issued by any of his predecessors giving permission for this great construction project. Have you heard the phrase, the importance of a paper trail? It's keeping records so in the future, if some person or government agency comes against you with accusations of misconduct, you have the records that will validate your behavior. It was a precarious time. It took months for that letter to go several hundred miles, and then a search to be made through decades of government archives and a response sent back. Meanwhile, Haggai's messages from God kept the people encouraged and focused, and Ezra writes in Ezra chapter 5, verse 5, the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped from their work until a report could go to Emperor Darius and his written reply received. Now watch that, friends. Are you a modern-day Haggai whose words of truthful encouragement and focus on Jesus will help many around you who are frustrated, confused, discouraged in these days? That fundamental truth, that God is watching very carefully over everything that is happening everywhere in our world, is vital for us to grasp tightly today. God repeats that promise many times in Scripture. May I give you three of them? Psalm 33, verse 13 says, "From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place God watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all considers everything they do. The eyes of the Lord are especially on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love." And 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro across the whole earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." And finally, Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of God, to whom we must give account." Be encouraged today, my friends, no matter where you live in the world or what the ugly, dark, discouraging circumstances are which are tormenting your heart and stealing your peace. God sees it all and understands it far better than you ever will. And Hebrews 4:13 is one of several scriptures which promises no one and no evil is unseen or unknown by God, and everyone, everything, will stand in accountability before a holy God. There will be a day of reckoning for every person and all that has been their hearts, their thoughts, their words, their choices, and their actions, and it will be called to account by holy God himself. That thought kept those Jewish exiles encouraged and motivated to work on their temple rebuild, even though daily they were taunted by hecklers and opposed by officials determined to keep that temple a pile of rubble forever. Finally, Emperor Darius's response came many weeks later. Due diligence had recovered a long-forgotten scroll of King Cyrus and his edict freeing those 50,000 Jewish captives and commanding them to rebuild their city and their temple, and even providing the financial resources for accomplishment of the project. Ezra 6, 1-12 is that glorious response from Darius. It's exciting to read it, my friends. Hear this powerful statement of the record. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet. Do you see how important the encouraging words of these two men were at this strategic, very discouraging and confusing time in history? The messages which God gave these two men are recorded for us in the Bible in the books which bear their names. While your words from God may never be recorded for people to read 2,500 years from now, nevertheless, your words today, this week, this year, may be exactly what discouraged people around you need to hear. That's why it's so important you and I spend time alone with Jesus every day, reading, listening, talking with God. So when you open your mouth to speak, encouraging truth touches people, and they feel energized to make a difference in their world. So let's take a few minutes to meet with Jesus in this powerful song from Kristen Getty right now. Speak, O Lord. Listen very carefully to the words and make them your own, my friends.